Prologue. I'll always remember. They say that some points in time will stay with you no matter what happens, but they also say that you can ignore those times, that you can bury them and move on. Those people don't know anything, because I'll always remember. Of all the people who could have walked through that door, of the numerous individuals who had keys to that home, it had been me. I was the one to see. I was the one to find her. And I'll always remember. Because you never forget when you see the end. Even when it's not yours. Chapter 1. Sometimes people just don't get it. Allison, in a text to Violet. Violet. It didn't seem right that the sun was shining and that birds were chirping in the air. It didn't seem appropriate that the sky was free of clouds or that the world seemed a scream of beauty and peace. I didn't find it fitting at all because I was outside this afternoon instead of working or being with my family. I was watching strangers lower my best friend into the ground. My best friend wasn't supposed to be dead. We weren't even 30 yet. No, I wasn't even 30 yet. She would never reach it. I watched as they lowered the casket inch by inch, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, as the saying goes. I watched it all and didn't shed a tear. I'd done my crying. I had lost so many tears, so much of myself with each crying jag and hiccuping sob. I couldn't cry just then. I was surrounded by my family, my friends, Allison's family, and everyone who had known my best friend throughout her life. She had been such a joy, such a bright spot in this sometimes dark world. She'd made me laugh, made me smile, and she had done so for countless others as well. She was the happiness we all craved. But all of it was a lie. I knew that now. I discovered that the Allison I thought I knew hadn't been the Allison she'd hidden deep inside. That shamed me. It made me want to leave, made me want to throw myself to the ground and curl up into a ball. It made me want to switch between pitching a fit and just weeping and praying that something could be changed. It made me angry. It made me sad. But mostly, I just felt ashamed. Because Allison was lying in that casket wearing a blue dress that made her pretty blue eyes stand out. No, that wasn't right either, because Allison's pretty blue eyes were closed and they wouldn't be looking at anything anymore. No more searching for the next best thing. No more looking for anything. Allison's parents had decided not to do organ donation, even though I knew that Allison had wanted to do it. She hadn't put it on her driver's license, though, and since we were not old enough in our minds to finish our wills, there hadn't been instructions for burying my best friend. I was going to make a will as soon as I could, because I did not want my friends mourning for me while wondering what I had wanted and then watching it slip through their fingers when they realized that my parents were the ones in control. Allison hadn't been married, hadn't had a power of attorney. When she died, her parents had been the ones to make all the decisions, and that should have been fine. But I knew Allison. At least I thought I had. And so had my sister Sienna and our other best friend Harmony. The three of us thought we knew what Allison would have wanted. We figured she would have wanted to be cremated, her ashes scattered to the wind in the different places that we had known and loved together. That was something I wanted as well. I vividly remembered my conversation with Allison about it one night when we all got a little too drunk and started talking about death. It was something that a lot of people talked about. At least that's what I thought. It was part of everyone's future. The end. The idea that you wouldn't be around to make your own plans unless you wrote them down ahead of time. But I didn't think that any of us had written them down. Well, maybe Harmony. Harmony had been through her own heartbreak. She probably had a full list of what she